This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Chinese health officials reported Tuesday the number of confirmed cases from a coronavirus outbreak has surpassed 72,000, with the death toll rising to nearly 1,900. AP's Mike Gracia has this.
A study from the Chinese health officials warns, although cases seem to have been declining since February 1st, that could change as people return to work and school after the Lunar New Year holidays. The United States evacuated 338 American passengers off the Diamond Princess cruise ship quarantined at port near Tokyo. Most of them were placed in 14-day quarantine at military bases in California and Texas. I'm Mike Gracia.
The WHO said in its latest report on the virus, there were 794 confirmed cases outside China. Some 542 cases have been passengers on a cruise ship under quarantine in Yokohama, Japan, including 88 new cases reported Tuesday. A Dutch appeals court has reinstated an international panel's ruling that Russia must pay $50 billion in compensation to shareholders in the former Russian oil giant Yukos. It's a ruling Moscow says it will appeal. The February 18th decision overturned a 2016 ruling by a Hague District Court that canceled the order on the grounds that the Permanent Court of Arbitration did not have jurisdiction. It said the case was based on an energy treaty that Russia had signed but not ratified. The PCA ruled that Moscow seized control of Yukos in 2003 by saddling the company with massive tax claims. Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission says President Ashraf Ghani has won a second term as president. The commission announced Tuesday that Ghani garnered 50.6% of the vote in the election that took place September 28th. Challenger and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah received 39.5%. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and the African Union chairman Tuesday in Addis Ababa at the end of an African tour that included Senegal and Angola. Pompeo's first official visit to Africa aims to strengthen commercial ties and revamp America's presence on the continent in countering China's growing dominance. Political analysts say restoring U.S. influence will be a challenge, as Simon Marks reports from Addis Ababa.
A key question for the U.S. Secretary of State was how the U.S. can overcome Chinese dominance in Africa. China surpassed the U.S. as the continent's number one trading partner over a decade ago. London University School of Oriental and African Studies Professor of International Relations Stephen Chan spoke via a messaging app.
I think that many African leaders are going to be quite skeptical, dealing increasingly now with very sophisticated people who basically want to know where the proof of the pudding is. And they've noticed Mr. Trump's volatility in the past, and they've particularly noticed comments that they would interpret as racist.
Trump reportedly used a vulgar term to describe African countries during a 2018 closed-door meeting. Simon Marks for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
Just days ahead of Pompeo's arrival, Trump expanded a travel ban that restricts immigrant visas on citizens from Eritrea, Nigeria, Sudan, and Tanzania. The administration argues the countries have not met U.S. security requirements and information sharing, and that the ban would not affect tourist, business, or student visas. The U.N. High Commission for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has called attention to the scale of the humanitarian crisis in northwest Syria. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet describes conditions under which civilians are forced to live in Idlib and Aleppo as cruel beyond belief. She condemns the indiscriminate and inhumane attacks against civilians and is calling for an immediate end to hostilities. Her spokesman, Rupert Colville, says civilians, mostly women and children, are living in terror under scraps of plastic sheeting in freezing temperatures while bombing is going on.
Entire families, some who have fled from one corner of Syria to the other over the course of the past decade, are tragically finding that bombs are part of their everyday life.
The United Nations estimates fighting has forced more than 900,000 civilians to flee their homes since December. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy in a U.S. federal court Tuesday. It's a move it says will allow it to compensate men who were abused as boys while taking part in its programs. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.